I'm Tom Sell with firm Combest Sell & Associates. We lobby and advocate for agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Just now getting some of the details of the ag provisions included in the $2 trillion economic stimulus bill that senators could vote on this afternoon. What are some of the key takeaways for ag that we need to be watching?
It's an enormous bill and an enormous response to you know, just a huge public shift and resulting from the COVID-19 virus. Obviously, in agriculture, we've been experiencing low prices and real challenges in the ag economy for several years now. And this has only added fuel to that fire or made our bad situation even worse. What's in this package is basically a replenishment of the CCC. So where Secretary Perdue and President Trump, of their own volition, spent about $14 billion last year in an MFP2, in the second round of the trade market facilitation payments, it restores those funds. So it gets the CCC back to flush with a $14 billion infusion into the CCC. And then above and beyond that, it sets aside $9.5 billion in direct appropriations, and it names sectors that haven't typically been supported through the CCC. So the livestock sector, livestock producers in particular, specialty crop growers, and then local food providers, which is a bit of a new one. But you can imagine that business has been hurt badly by the closure of restaurants and things. That money is separate and aside from the CCC, so it's really designed to address users' needs. And then with the CCC being flush, of course, the Secretary and President will have an ability to recreate something on par with what they did last year, say, through MFP2. I don't think it'll be called that, Kara. I think it'll be something different, more to address the straight-out income losses in rural America by traditional row crop producers, the staple crops, you know, that keep our society going. We're all, I think, counting our blessings a little bit more about this safe and stable food supply that we have. Obviously, we've seen some runs, demand-driven runs, but the fact is we're restocking those shelves in amazing ways, and I hope all of America right now is seeing the value of this incredible dynamic agricultural system and food supply system that we have in this great nation. So those CCC funds can be, and I expect will be, used to construct a new program for 2024, the more traditional program crop or staple crop producers. So a lot of resources in this bill for agriculture, a lot of resources at the fingertips of the President and Secretary Perdue. Obviously, they're going to need it. We're all going to need it to get through this thing.
Senator Hoeven, I think, had submitted the provisions for the CCC replenishing and then the additional monies. But he requested more money, right? So he didn't get everything he asked for, essentially, but there were more funds added.
There were. And CCC, this is very kind of Washington inside beltway type stuff. It's essentially like it's a credit limit. And the secretary in law always has a $30 billion year-by-year credit limit. And then it's replenished. It's replenished at the end of the year based on what he or she actually spends. And, of course, rarely in history have we ever even come close to $30 billion in any year. This current year, we've come closer. We're not there yet, but we've come closer because of that extra, you know, $14.5 billion that was spent through MFP2. So that's essentially what they just took a special provision to replenish that. So it kind of gets that CCC, that I guess it kind of sounds like a credit card. It is, in a way, it's akin to that. It puts that back to flush. It gets us back to a normal balance on the CCC. So by virtue, you know, you can just say, well, Secretary found a way to do it last year. So we can only assume he could find a way to do it again this year based on the need. And of course, and I can tell you, there are active discussions within USDA right now about what the right response in the use of that CCC is.
Are they talking about an MFP 3? Everyone wants to know what that is.
Absolutely. Me included. And, you know, so I think it's going to be different in this way. You know, they've now, we've achieved this phase one agreement with China. And we're all reading the news. We know that the crops are going. So the access is increasing. We've not seen a market effect of that yet. But because of that, I think it's hard to just say we're doing a MFP3, a third version based on lost market to China, because we're picking that market back up. But I think what they can do is say, due to COVID, due to a number of reasons, and due to the lag effect, incomes for producers nationwide are far short of what they need to be. They're below cost of production. We're seeing increases in the debt-to-asset ratio. We're seeing farmers go out of business. Something needs to be done. We've set a precedent in this additional, you know, $26 billion that's been put out the last 2 years in MFP 1 and MFP 2, and we can't just cut that off. So we got to structure some program to continue to provide some additional level of assistance in these extraordinary times where we need farmers to keep doing what they do well, to, you know, keep calm and carry on and plan on. There's a great Farm Policy Facts article that came out today about farmers planning on, which is so needed and so crucial. So I think they are working, or I know that they're working on a new methodology, a way to provide additional assistance this year, and I think they're working quickly on that to try to give assurance to farmers as they're preparing to plant and as they're spending money to gear up for this coming year that the USDA is going to be there again.
Are there more bills on the horizon, you think, to address? Maybe we'll see more ag moving forward,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a great question, and the answer is yes. I mean, they're already talking about a fourth kind of cleanup COVID response bill, which could address other things. Like there are a lot of concerns right now about adequate labor supply in agriculture and some needed kind of quick reforms that could or should be made to H-2A. That could potentially be done in a next tranche bill. So you have a fourth potential bill, and then you also have the normal appropriations process, which is where, you know, in an ordinary year, that's where CCC is replenished and those kinds of things. So obviously, Senator Hoeven from the great state of North Dakota and others as chairman of Ag Approves has had a huge influence on this and deserves just a world of credit for really standing in the gap for the farmer during these times and what's moving through Congress. There'll be additional bites at this apple, and you know, I'd certainly be willing to bet that Senator Hoeven will continue to provide, you know, great leadership on that front, going to leadership.